This month on Morning Edition, we've been exploring some of the links between art and science. One of those links can be found among doctors. Many turn to music to relieve the stress of their profession, and in fact, there are doctors' orchestras around the country. Joel Rose of member station WHYY reports that some doctors think playing music makes them better physicians.
Albert Einstein was an avid violinist, so it's only appropriate the medical school in the Bronx that bears his name should have its own amateur symphony orchestra.
The order of the program will be Mendelssohn, Schumann, intermission, and we close with the Haydn.
Now numbering almost 50 musicians, the Albert Einstein Symphony Orchestra has outgrown the stage of the college lecture hall where it performs. The double basses stand off to the side on a wooden table as rehearsal gets underway. The orchestra has been giving concerts at Yeshiva University's Albert Einstein College of Medicine since 1982. Not all of the musicians are doctors, but many of them are, including the orchestra's founder.
Come on, move.
Conductor Stephen Moshman is an internist and a visiting professor at Einstein.
We have interns, residents, attending physicians, medical students who've always been the nucleus of this group. I think they do it because they love it, and they may need to do this because medicine is a stressful profession. And it serves as a wonderful release and also rekindles some of the musical enjoyment that they probably had as I did when I was a kid.
Stephen Moshman began playing violin when he was a kid. His father was his first teacher. When the younger Moshman was at college in Rochester, he started a Baroque ensemble that's still performing there. When he arrived at Albert Einstein College for his residency in the early 1980s, he'd already decided to start another ensemble, which has become a full-size chamber orchestra. Moshman says his two passions have always felt complementary.
Many famous scientists, mathematicians, physicians, have been very capable musicians as well. And I think they grow up in parallel. I've always felt that conducting a good performance is every bit as rewarding as watching a patient heal before your eyes.
Nice job, guys. Okay? Take 15.
One of Moshman's first recruits at Albert Einstein was surgeon and violinist Arnold Berlin.
I hadn't played for 10 years, hadn't picked up my violin for 10 years through medical school and residency. I opened my case, my violin literally fell apart. It wasn't a very good violin anyhow, so it wasn't a total loss, but I got a new violin and I started playing, and now it's 20 years later, and I play, and two of my children also play, and the orchestra really is like a family. We've had births, deaths, departures, arrivals, you name it. We've had it in 20 whatever years.
And Berlin says the orchestra has gotten a lot better in that time. When they started, he says they were mostly worried about getting the notes right. Now they're dealing with questions of interpretation and the intent of the composer. For some doctors, playing in the orchestra is a chance to do something they don't always get to do at work.
I'm Jennifer Rich, and I'm a pediatrician, and I've been in the orchestra since I was a medical student here at Albert Einstein 13 years ago or so. I can't speak for all the physicians, obviously only myself, but when we play in the orchestra, we get to sort of nurture the creative sides, I think, of our brains a little more.
Still, these physicians are careful not to overstate the possible physiological connections between the parts of the brain that help them play music and those that help them practice medicine. Any relationship, says neurologist and percussionist Jay Yazin, may be just coincidence.
I know a lot of doctors who are also musicians, and there must be some underlying connection, but I can't tell you whether it's a right brain or left brain thing. It's being worked out. I don't think.
Most importantly for me, it's a sanity issue. This is my way of unwinding, my way of relaxing, literally blowing off steam, given my instrument.
Elliot Moshman plays the French horn. He's the brother of conductor Stephen Moshman. Like his brother, Elliot Moshman is an internist. He says playing music has helped him become more empathetic. Learning to communicate with nearly 50 other musicians in an orchestra helps him when it comes to the one-on-one interactions with his patients.
It's a question of communication skills with patients, with other doctors. There are a lot of ways to make people feel better other than giving a cut and dried answer and writing a prescription. So that's what I would call the art of medicine. And it's not fluff. I think there are volumes written about it.
And teachers are starting to pick up on those ideas, says Herbert Swick, director of the Institute of Medicine and Humanities in Missoula, Montana.
Music itself expresses emotions, and I think it can help physicians understand some of the emotional context of their practice, both from the point of view of the physician, but also from the point of view of the patient. If you go back to ancient Greece, Apollo was the god both of music and medicine. So the relationship between those two goes back into ancient times.
Sometimes the connection between music and medicine is more concrete. Conductor Stephen Moshman says he uses musical notation to teach his medical students about the sounds of the lungs and heart.
Frequently, I ask the students if they can read music, because the notation of an arrhythmia is frequently a lot easier if I use musical notation and write it out on the board. They can see it as well as hear it and know what to anticipate. So that's another parallel.
There's one more example. This year, Stephen and Elliot Moshman and the rest of the members of the orchestra faced the loss of someone they knew intimately. Jerome Moshman introduced both of his sons to music. Stephen Moshman says he tried to cope with the grief of his father's death by composing music.
It's called Elegy for Small Orchestra. It's based upon a viola quintet that I wrote when I was 17 or 18 years old, which my father happened to love. So I took some of the themes from the slow movement and composed this piece for small orchestra.
Jerome Moshman played viola in the Albert Einstein Symphony Orchestra from the beginning. He died in February. In May, the orchestra premiered his son's Elegy.
Many people in the orchestra, when they played my piece, were actually moved to tears, given the circumstances and the fact that they knew who it was written for. It made quite an impression on them, and I think it touched them quite a bit.
For one moment, at least, music helped these physicians heal themselves. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
You can hear an extended performance of the Albert Einstein Symphony Orchestra and explore more of our Science Meets Art series at npr.org.